put an egg on it. That's a mantra of magazines and restaurants, and it's been a mantra of magazines and restaurants for a few years, but the rest of the world has been doing it for centuries, and for good reason. An egg is a protein, it's a sauce, it can make a simple bowl of noodles or grains into a velvety, beautiful bowl of dinner. And cooking eggs is simple, but to do it perfectly is an art. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, sat down with Bridget Lancaster of America's Test Kitchen to learn about one of the holy grails of egg cooking, the perfect poach.
Hey, Bridget, great to have you here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So I got a text message the other day from my 16-year-old asking me how to poach an egg. And I found myself stymied about how to tell her how to really do it. It's those simple things that we should know. And guess what? They're kind of hard.
Well, okay, first of all, kudos to your teenager for asking how to poach an egg.
It was an aberration, believe me.
It's one of those things, you're right. We should all know how to make very basic eggs, fried eggs, hard-boiled, soft-boiled, and poached eggs. A perfect poached egg has a nice, creamy, still a little bit runny yolk. We want that. We don't want that to overcook. And then the egg white around it is soft, pillowy, still very tender, but it doesn't have that ring of undercooked white that so often you find around poached eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are all kinds of fables out there about swirling the water and adding vinegar, and some people love to microwave. What did you guys discover?
We tested them all. Yeah, we tested that vortex, the swirling water.
Mm-hmm.
We found that it was really hard to do more than two eggs at a time for that to be reliable. We also tried cooking them in muffin tins, you know, little individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the whites were nice and neat. It almost looked kind of like fast food eggs when they came out. They were so neat.
Egg McMuffin.
Right. But the outsides set way faster before the yolks were cooked through. And we also tried vinegar, which is, you know, something that people have been doing for generations. And the reason why actually makes sense, because it lowers the pH of the water. And that causes the egg whites to set at a lower temperature. That's key, because egg whites traditionally will set at a higher temperature unless you lower the pH of the water that it's cooking in.
Okay. And what did you discover to be the optimal technique?
The perfect poached eggs every single time relies on a really kind of a strange piece of equipment, and that's a colander, you know, just a fine mesh colander that you'd use to drain pasta.
And that's colander?
Right. Got to get the spaghetti out first. You crack the eggs into the colander, and anytime you crack an egg into any bowl, you'll find that the egg white is kind of two different textures. You have that thicker white that surrounds the egg yolk, and then outside of that, you have this really liquidy, watery egg white, and that's because as eggs age, they start to get more and more watery. So it's good to start with fresh eggs, because they'll have more of that thicker egg white, and then by cracking them into a colander, you can crack four at a time, and let them just drain for 20, 30 seconds, all that really watery egg white will just flow right away.
Hmm. And then you pop them in boiling water, steeping water. Where do you go from there?
So you want to transfer the eggs to a measuring cup, a liquid measuring cup. It's going to make it easy to put them in the water. And we put them in 6 quarts of boiling water. So a big Dutch oven or a stock pot's great. Add the vinegar, a little bit of salt too. That helps to not only season the eggs, but helps the whites to set. And once the water is boiling, you slip the eggs one by one into the water, a little space between them, put the lid on the pot, and then turn off the heat. So the heat from the water and from the pot, and of course the lid's keeping that heat inside, that's enough residual heat that's going to gently poach those eggs perfectly in just 3 minutes.
Wow, and so you're really just steeping them.
Right. That's absolutely right. You're just steeping them. And since you're not boiling them, you don't have to worry about them tattering or going all over the place or egg yolks really cracking open. So it's pretty foolproof.
Huh. That sounds great and simple. So beyond starting a brunch service at home, tell me other ways that you like to use poached eggs.
Well, that's the beauty of poached eggs. Once you learn how to make them, you'll find that just about everything can be a lot better and a lot tastier with egg yolk in it. I love them over grits, cheese grits with a poached egg on top.
Mm-hmm.
You crack open that egg yolk, let that run through. I've even put them in tacos, put them in a burrito. I love them on a pizza, slice of pizza or a tostada, something like that. Yeah, pretty much I'd eat them out of my hand.
It's pretty much an instant sauce when you think about it.
It is, yeah. That's a perfect way to put it.
Hey, Bridget, thanks for filling us in.
Thanks, Ella. Great to be here.
Bridget Lancaster is host of America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. You can find their recipe for perfect poached eggs at splendidtable.org.